Good morning for Thursday, December 17th, 2009. This is Brian Madden. Today's topic is called Microsoft Hates Type 1 Client Hypervisors. Now, what's most interesting about this is actually a guest post by BrianMadden.com user App Detective. Mr. or Ms. App Detective is actually sort of infamous on our site as an anonymous commenter. And this person has, I believe, 259 comments to articles made on BrianMadden.com. And they're actually all the comments, for the most part, are very insightful. This person is very kind of hooked into the community and definitely knows what he or she is talking about. I actually do not know who this App Detective person is. They have registered with this sort of generic email address. I've been in communication a couple times with them via email. But many of the people on BrianMadden.com have said, hey, get that person, get App Detective a blog. And so I reached out and said, you know, if you ever want to post anything to BrianMadden.com, then you are more than welcome to. And today I received an email with this post. So for the rest of this post, I'm going to be using App Detective's words, and this is Mr. or Ms. App Detective's post. So the title, Microsoft Hates Type 1 Client Hypervisors. Now, beginning App Detective. I'm fully expecting both Citrix and VMware to make a big deal about Xen Client when it's released shortly, and CVP when it gets closer to the release date. Virtual Computer is already out there with a client hypervisor, and as is Neocleus. But what about Microsoft? They want people to use a Type 2 hypervisor, or MedV, which is just rebranded Kadara with all the management functionality taken out. Of course, you only get this if you buy MDOP, which requires software assurance. So that's a lot of money for Microsoft, but for what purpose? I've posted plenty of posts on this site about what I think of that stupid strategy from the MDOT team, and it boils down, actually, I guess it's more than stupidity, it's a lack of vision and greed. The extent that Microsoft's, quote, vision, or I should say the extent of that vision from the MDOT team is to sell this as an application compatibility feature that stimulates a Windows 7 sales. What a joke at the expense of customers who now need to patch two operating systems. This is dumb. Microsoft also recently purchased a company called Centillion, which also has a product in this space. Who knows whether that's an extension to MedV or just a special purpose Type 2 play, but either way, it's clear that Microsoft is doing nothing in the Type 1 space. Now, I've argued in the past that Type 1 is not going to matter for a long time for a number of reasons. First, Type 1 hypervisors require a hardware refresh, since both Citrix and VMware insist on using vPro, which ignores a huge part of the market. That's stupid. Number two, Type 1 means you need juice to run, and there are a lot of netbooks flooding the market today where Type 1 just doesn't perform. And then three, there's a lack of management for Type 1 hypervisors. Yes, a virtual computer is trying to build this, but they've got limited traction. Neocleus doesn't get management need and focuses too much on security, although I do give them credit for not requiring vPro. By far the best management layer I've seen for client hypervisors is Mocha 5's Type 2 product. I also really like RingCube, although they're not technically a hypervisor. So will any of these vendors port their management layer to Type 1? Will Citrix or VMware let them? Type 2 will be around for a long time despite all its shortcomings with performance and security. So what about using a client hypervisor for BYOPC? Would you really use a client hypervisor for bring your own PC scenario? I don't think most people would be comfortable. I mean, imagine a user who goes out and buys a brand spanking new laptop just to get told by IT they have to install a hypervisor to run their crap, and it also degrades the performance so much, and the users can't even turn it off like they can turn off a process. For regular users, I just don't buy it, no matter how much I like the BYOPC concept. And I think it's no matter how much I like that, I guess, and no matter how much I think it's the future for many use cases. So how can this be solved? Type 1 client hypervisors need to be shipped by the hardware manufacturers. This would massively reduce the concern around driver support for these Type 1 hypervisors. There's already examples of this happening in the netbook world, and there's companies like DeviceVM doing some cool stuff, but these are just appliances, and it's different than a fully functional desktop. So will Microsoft let a Type 1 client hypervisor get underneath Windows? Hell effing no. There is no way Microsoft wants anybody to become the platform that Windows runs on. They will do everything in their power to stop this trend. Microsoft sells fat PC OSs per device. They want to sell SA and MDOP with the average AppV as a sweetener. And of course, they want you to buy a massively complex system center. Type 1 client hypervisors disrupt their cash cow business models just like hosted virtual desktops or VDI. So my question is, will Microsoft let OEMs ship a Type 1 client hypervisor? I can assure you they will not, at least not of their own will, because they're a monopoly protecting their turf and they know how to control the market. So are there any anti-competitive practices at play? It'll be interesting to watch what happens once Citrix and VMware release their client hypervisors. Microsoft for sure will turn the screws on Citrix to make sure they don't get too far with this, and I doubt Citrix will have the balls to stand up to Microsoft to simply tell them to F off and wake up to the emerging reality of BYOPC. Citrix has the vision for sure, but execution with Microsoft on their back, I'm skeptical. Now, how about Zen? Will Zen open source community step in? Well, perhaps, but it's going to take years unless there's a massive incentive to invest. Will Microsoft bully OEMs to make sure that they stay in line? Of course they will, and those OEMs don't want to disrupt their revenue streams. So this goes all back to VMware. VMware's made it clear that they couldn't care less what Microsoft says, and this is probably the greatest hope there is for Type 1 client hypervisors to become broadly accepted. VMware is in a position to force the issue, and they have enough muscle to get OEMs on board. Now, when this happens, what will Microsoft do? Will the regulators allow them to control the spread of innovation with their OS? I hope not. Perhaps Microsoft builds their own Type 1 offering over several years and plays catch-up, like what they did with Hyper-V. Or should they support the movement and perhaps help Citrix capture the client market by keeping VMware at bay, which is in effect also keeping sort of a control at arm's length in a regulatory friendly way. Who knows? But with the stupid MDOP team and their lack of anything, the future is bleak and short-sighted only. Even if Microsoft eventually moves to commoditize the Type 1 client hypervisor, all the value is going to be in the management layer. Whoever builds the best management technology to support the various use cases will be in the strongest position. Again, I like Mocha 5 here, especially if they ported their management to Type 1. Now, I've not tested Zen Client, but I'm sure its management layer, much like CVP's, is going to be at 1.0 releases in 2010, and we'll all be here debating about how bad they are for real-world use. And of course, you know, Microsoft will be there also wanting everyone to manage this all with System Center tied to SA. So wouldn't it be amazing if Microsoft would just wake up and realize that they're a huge bureaucracy that's unable to or doesn't have the desire to innovate on the desktop fast enough and instead just focused on supporting new innovation as opposed to blocking it with arcane business models? That would be nice. But but buying something once this stuff is baked is a lower risk for Microsoft. So even though client Type 1 hypervisors could make more money from Microsoft since Windows would be more powerful to use, you know, Microsoft is a monopoly who will only move if and when forced to do so. And ultimately, unfortunately, I don't believe Microsoft will allow Citrix to really build their BYOPC vision at any scale, which is just criminal for the industry and a shame on Citrix, meaning that VMware is in a great position to force the market. So that's what Mr. or Ms. App Detective has shared with the community. I am recording this the evening before this article goes live, but I have great confidence that by the time you listen to this, there is an invigorating and passionate conversation taking place right now on brianbadden.com. And I certainly look forward to taking place in that myself, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing your comments. Thank you.